All right. You want to look at that video and talk a little bit about that Florida
Yes.
County? All right.
Yeah, call your county. What was it? Week before last, you had Bill Mitchell on from
Yep.
our CSPOA affiliate in Florida. And I've been on the phone with him the last 2 or 3 days, and he sent me this. And so let's give it a look.
Florida County Now, official sanctuary for Bill of Rights, sheriff and a county chair explain in a video which we have down below. And then they go in to do a little
I
introduction.
had the
That'll
county chair. I thought I might get the county chair on with us today, neither he nor the sheriff already let it be known that we had to go through his assistant, and it was too late in the day to do that. But I was hoping to get the chairman of the county commissioners, but he didn't respond. And I know him; he's a good man, Chris Hall. So anyway, keep going.
So anyway, we have a discussion here with County Commissioner Chris Hall and Sheriff Kevin Rambosk talking about how they created this situation. They call it a ordinance. I didn't know that it would come under that kind of idea, but regardless, how they set the structure of the county up and how they decided, this COVID thing really did wake people up to the fact that they would easily come in and decide for you what you're going to do and not do. I mean, it's like looking at Nova Scotia right now. I know you've seen that stuff up there where they're not allowing people to walk on their land and you can't have any visitors on your property, and groups of two or more walking in the wilderness are $25,000 fine per person, and they're using climate change as the lockdown
Don't they
idea.
know that where two or more are gathered in my name, there the Lord is also? Come on. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah.
And these people are putting up with this. I mean, there is a point when you have to get kinetic, isn't there?
Now, do you know Alex Newman? We know him very well.
This guy?
The guy in the middle, yeah, the reporter.
I know him from watching videos. I don't know him. No, I. Yeah, he
Well,
seems like a good guy.
he's actually been the master of ceremonies for us at a couple of our events, and he's also been a speaker before. And he writes, I think he's a freelance writer for Epic Times, and he also does his own, and I think he, and he has his own show, and I've been on his podcast several times. But he's a pretty good friend of CSPOA and mine and Sam's, and excellent broadcast journalist. And so I'm glad he's part of this.
Yeah, he's this is libertysentinel.org that this
Yeah.
video is on. Yeah, sure. All right, so you want to watch it now?
Yeah, I don't know how long it goes, but let's
It's
see how it
6
goes.
minutes.
We can cut it off anytime we want.
Okay, you just jump in there and I'll cut it off.
So, folks, this is Sheriff Rambosk and Chris Hall from Collier
Back
County. Go ahead.
the report. Thanks for staying with us, folks. We have some very special guests joining us today. One of our counties here in Florida has really gone beyond a lot of the rest of them when it comes to trying to protect individual rights down to the county level. I mean, of course, we know our founding fathers said the purpose of government was to protect rights. So you wouldn't think this would be controversial. That's exactly what they said in the Declaration of Independence. But in this day and age, sometimes it can be a little controversial. But the good folks down in Collier County, this was back in 2023. A lot of infringements on individual rights. The federal government was demanding all kinds of things, a vaccine mandate, shutdown. You can't go to church. You can't do this, that, and the other. People just started saying that was enough. And under tremendous public pressure, the county commission down in Collier County did something extraordinary. Beyond what some of the other counties were doing, passing resolutions, they actually passed an ordinance. It was the Collier County Bill of Rights Sanctuary Ordinance. And again, this was passed in 2023. The architect of that, the chairman of the county commission, joins us today, along with the sheriff who publicly supported it, the county chair, Chris Hall, great American, very, very popular in his county, I know. Really, really pleased to have him with us. And we also have joining us Sheriff Rambosk. He is the Republican sheriff down in Collier County, and he publicly expressed his support for this as the county commission was considering it. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex, for having us.
Absolutely. Chris, let's start with you. Your county commission decided, this was during the Biden administration. We have threats to the rights of our citizens coming down the pike, and there may be more in the future. We've got to do something to protect more than just a resolution to kind of put on paper the fact that we don't like this, but something with teeth in it to provide some real concrete actions that county government could take to protect citizens' rights. Talk to us about the process. What were citizens telling you? Why did you decide to do this?
Oh man, Alex, that's the million-dollar question. like you mentioned, when COVID was here, we experienced so much. Basically, you just call it tyranny, because that's what it was. They were telling you what you could do, what you couldn't do, how you had to do it, why you had to do it. And there was nothing that was coming down the pike from the federal government that had anything to do with our Bill of Rights. You know, the 10th Amendment says that the federal government is the supreme law when the things that they decide are in pursuance of our Constitution. And the way that I saw things, they just were not in pursuance of that. There was nothing about what they were telling
us. That's actually not the 10th Amendment. That's Article 6.
Freedoms that we as Americans should have. So I ran for office on a no mandate platform. And once I got elected, I went to work to actually just use the left's language against them. And that's why we have the sanctuary city for the Bill of Rights. But when I brought this forward, I couldn't imagine people opposing it, but they opposed it in a big way. Commissioner, you're going to do this. You're going to open up the county for lawsuits. It's going to be the wild, wild west. And people are going to do this and people are going to do that. And I kept saying, y'all, nothing is going to change unless something changes. God forbid our Florida governor makes some laws that trample our rights. We're going to be protected in Collier County. And the reason why we wanted to do an ordinance is, you said it, is we wanted to give our great sheriff the teeth that he needed by statute to protect our liberties, to protect our rights in every way, in every fashion that we could give him. And as a result of that, he publicly came out and was a great supporter of this. And I can't tell you what it meant to have his support, because it was a lonely feeling going into this. I knew I didn't, you know, with sunshine laws, you don't know how the other commissioners are going to take things. And when I brought this up, it was quite the discussion.
Yeah. And, I should mention, you won your election with a massive margin. I mean, you were running on a no mandate platform, but the voters really gave you a mandate. Over 70% of voters said, we want him. Sheriff, you publicly expressed your support for this ordinance that actually has some teeth in it, that allows the sheriff, law enforcement, and county government to really uphold and protect the rights of citizens, even in the face of attacks from various sources. Why did you do that, and what was that like?
You know, as we talk about things like the Second Amendment, and freedom of speech and religion and others, we looked at ways that not only we could live by, but how could we enforce. And I think that's where the commissioner, who put together a great team of residents, came, met with me, met with a lot of other individuals around the county, and said, look, you know, think about your position, and which I always do. My oath of office, along with that of all elected officials in Florida, and quite frankly, for sheriffs throughout the nation, commits us to support, protect, and defend the Constitution. I mean, that's pretty clear. In our agency, we live by that and work within that oath each and every day, and we've done that for 100 years. So we also live by our organizational mission, and this was actually in place prior to the ordinance being put in place, but our mission is to preserve and protect the lives, property, and constitutional guarantees of all persons. So, you know, when I was invited in to look at what was being done, it was very clear to me through our citizenry, because there was a lot of support, and I know the commissioner had a lot of questions to answer as well, but a lot of support. And, you know, I thought to myself, you know, as law enforcement, we really didn't know how there'd be an expectation for us to oppose this ordinance, number one, because it's the very elements of the oath of office and the duty of a law enforcement officer, including protecting, defending, and supporting the Constitution. So for me, it was a pretty clear decision. It's what I have always done over the last 45 years. It is what I will always do. And as the commissioner said, it kind of just made sense to reinforce what was already there.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And, you know, okay, we as Americans, we're very grateful for our law.
Did you want to say something?
No, I think that's plenty. Oh, yes, I did. But first of all, I interrupted a little bit earlier. Chris Hall made a mistake, and he knows this. But he said it was the 10th Amendment that actually requires government to be in pursuance thereof, and requiring the federal government that it's only supreme when it follows the Constitution. He made that a quote from the 10th Amendment. It's not. There's some similarity there, but it's not. It's from Article 6, and there's two principles in Article 6. One is the oath of office. Two is the supremacy clause, and the supremacy clause deals with every bit of what they do to be supreme must be in pursuance thereof, and the thereof is representing the Constitution of the United States. So